This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Poor Bobby, you know, between dodging bras like you're playing a game of dodgeball and fights breaking out at his concerts. It's a
sure
boring
gives
life.
Love a bad name.
Get out. Eight of the New Orleans jailbreakers are now in custody. They're still looking for two more.
And then there were two.
Eight inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail have been arrested after more than a week on the run. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrell announcing last night that inmate Lenton Van Buren was captured in Baton Rouge. He's back in custody. Van Buren was originally incarcerated on charges of parole violation, possession of a firearm by a felon. The inmate will now face, obviously, additional charges related to the escape. They're now saying that the two who, by the way, the other two of the three that were caught over the weekend were caught in Texas together.
About 45. You know you're supposed to separate. We've talked about this.
45 miles west of Houston.
They are obviously not listeners.
They are still looking for two more. One of the two is probably the easiest to identify, and it's because he has all the facial tattoos.
Right.
And for whatever reason, he continues to elude authorities.
Well, so two of the five that were remaining on the lam were charged with murder. Obviously, we know one of them.
Okay. One of them has been caught.
Free. Is the other one still free?
I don't know if the two that are still on the run are charged with murder.
Because I believe Tattoo Face Guy was one of the murder charges.
How is Tattoo Face Guy the last man standing?
Well, he's the last of two standing. You're right. I do not know. Now, see, if I ever escape from jail, I think I would try to make it in the woods like Grizzly Adams.
Oh, I'm going straight to Mexico.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They had 8.5 hours. They were in Louisiana. They had 8.5 hours. Sayonara.
What are you going to do in Mexico, Sam?
Not be in America?
Hang out on the beach and evade authorities?
You're white.
So?
You would stick out like a sore thumb.
In Mexico?
Yes.
Unless
you're on the beach at the resort.
Keep heading toward the beaches, I'm telling you.
Keep on going. Might not even stop in Mexico. Who knows?
Did you see we had a former police chief in Arkansas?
Yes.
Who escaped on Sunday. He is serving decades-long sentences for murder and rape. Escaped on Sunday near the Arkansas-Missouri border. His name is Grant Hardin. He was the former police chief of a tiny town of Gateway. Gateway, Missouri or Gateway, Arkansas? It's right
Gateway,
on the border.
Arkansas.
Okay. Gateway, Arkansas, where he had been held since 2017. They are not saying how he escaped.
Well, how do you think?
But as a former police chief, I'm guessing he knows some of the tricks of the trade.
He is serving 30 years in prison, was sentenced in 2017. for murder and rape.
Well, God. You know that he knows some of the people in the jail. I mean, this was probably, he built up a rapport again, because, you know, he lost his rapport when he got convicted of murder and rape.
So listen to this. The former
police
chief.
The murder was completely separate, by the way, than the rape. Explain how they figured this out.
So he was sentenced in 2017 to 30 years in prison for the murder. Then 2 years later in 2019, he gets 25 extra years for the rape.
Because after the murder, his DNA is now in the system.
Right. He escaped through a secure entryway wearing a fake Department of Corrections uniform. Now, where would he have gotten that? Let me ask you something. And I know you're much closer to Toby Doerr than I am, who, of course, the Lansing dog crate breakout years ago. What goes through someone's mind where it becomes logical to help somebody break out of prison?
Yeah.
Where you're like, you know what? We're old friends. I knew you back in the day.
Here's a uniform. She has described it to me as the frog in the boiling pot of water, where it was just talk. She didn't really think. She never had a traffic ticket.
I know.
She had zero.
Squeaky clean.
Zero criminal activity in her background.
Even
a traffic ticket.
Just playful flirting. Yeah,
it started with flirting and he was paying attention to her. And then it was like, well, what if we could be together? And so she has said this, you know, when you go in to work in a prison or you go in to volunteer in a prison, you have to take all of these classes. And one of the things they say to you is do not give any of the inmates any personal information. Not my dad is in the hospital and he's sick. They're like, they will use the tiniest bit of information to try to get in, to get into your head. Well, tell me about your dad. That must be terrible. How are you feeling about that today? Right?
So just being, that's just being charming and being considerate.
And then before you know it, you're sharing where you live and, you know, it's the frog in the boiling pot of water. And before you know what's going on, the water is boiling all around you and you're right smack dab in the middle of it.
But I tell you about my dad, you learn where I live. Where is that line where all of a sudden it becomes plausible? Hey, you need to lose 25 pounds. I'm going to ship you out in a dog crate.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go on the run in Tennessee.
I don't know.
Once you build that trust, anything is plausible.
Is that how it works on the outside?
I think it can.
She was married.
Certainly
she had kids.
It can.
Romance scams.
How many billions, if not trillions of dollars were lost in the last year globally from people who were lonely and online?
Didn't feel appreciated.
Remember someone reached out and said, I'm Brad Pitt. Don't tell anyone.
Yep.
I'd like to be with you. Yeah. That poor
She's
woman
now out $1 million.
Believed Brad Pitt was IMing her.
For 18 months
on Facebook.
By the way, the sheriff, or check that police chief in Arkansas, pleaded guilty to the murder.
They also said that they weren't missing any uniforms at the facility. Find that hard to believe.
So where did the uniform, where did it come from then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Glad to have her back. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.